USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Newly released emails showing the White House appears to have requested that nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine stay on hold shortly after President Trump's July phone call with that nation's leader. The Center for Public Integrity obtaining 146 pages of heavily redacted emails through a Freedom of Information request. They show the acting White House Chief of Staff put on hold that aid as early as July 18th, the money not released until September 11th, after the White House learned about a whistleblower complaint and Congress opened an investigation. Virginia State Police investigating a 69-vehicle pileup that happened in York County yesterday on I-64. This man was one of the drivers.
I got out of my car, and I went and assisted a woman whose leg was pinned inside her door.
At least 50 people were injured, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America's big retailers cashing in big over the weekend, especially on Saturday. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The final holiday shopping push is in full swing. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says Saturday was a particularly busy day.
Best sectors were clearly discount department stores and off-price retailers. So discount department stores led by Walmart and Target, off-price led by Burlington, TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross stores.
Experts say what's come to be known as Super Saturday is expected to bring in billions more than Black Friday.
One suspect is in custody after a shooting that wounded 13 people in Chicago over the weekend. Gunfire erupting early yesterday morning at a house party on the city's south side. The shooting happened at a party that was meant to celebrate the birthday of a young man who'd been killed during an attempted carjacking back in the month of April. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Saudi Arabia now sentencing 5 people to death for the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The kingdom's public prosecutor announcing the sentence today. The Saudi-born journalist was a legal resident of the U.S. and was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year. He had been a very frequent critic of the Saudi government. A NASCAR legend has passed away. Moonshine bootlegger turned racing star Junior Johnson ran in 313 races and won 50 of them, putting him 12th on the list for wins, his career spanning from 1953 to 1966. Johnson died in hospice care Saturday at the age of 88. He was the winningest driver to never claim a championship. As a driver, he once said,
"You win a championship and it's just a name. Winning all the races you could win was more important because one race paid more than the whole championship did back in, basically."
But Johnson was part of 6 titles as a NASCAR owner, 3 with Cal Yarborough and 3 more with Darrell Waltrip. And Disney's Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, the 9th installment of the Star Wars franchise, claiming the top spot in the nation's theaters over the weekend when it comes to ticket sales, with just under $176 million, which still fell short of expectations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.